I'm Fiona Gilbert. I'm the Professor of Radiology at the University of Aberdeen.
Why was this study carried out?
We were very excited because computer software programs have been developed which can help radiologists read mammograms, breast x-rays. In the UK, we have two readers that read the mammograms in the National Breast Screening Programme, and we have two readers because it's been shown that having a second person reading the films increases the number of cancers that we detect, particularly the small ones that we really want to find, because that stops people dying from breast cancer. When this computer technology became available, we wondered if we could use it in the UK and replace one of our film readers with and have one person reading with the computer, and we'd get the same results.
Can you tell me about the current study, Cadet 2?
So Cadet 2 is a huge study that was done in three centres in the UK, in Manchester, in Nottingham and in Coventry. And we recruited over 30,000 women into this study. We had a single reader reading the mammograms for just over 1,000 women. We had two readers reading the mammograms for, again, just over 1,000 women. And then we had the main study arm, which was 28,000 women. And the mammograms were read by the two readers, the double reading, and also completely independently by one reader using the computer technology. And we did the analysis of the study on the big 28,000 women so that we could get sufficient numbers of cancers to see whether there was a difference between the two readers and the single reader using the computer technology. The reason that we had the 1,000 women in each of the arms was so that the readers, when they were doing the reading, didn't know if they were in the set of the 28,000 women who were also going to have a double reading as well. So it was trying to be as close to real life as possible.
What did the study find?
So the study showed that the single reader using the computer could find as many cancers as the two readers.
Okay, so do you want to tell me more about this computer system and how it works?
The computer technology is a sophisticated software program. It was developed following software programs that were developed for analysing the stars from astronomy observatories. So it really is highly sophisticated computer technology. What happens is the mammogram, the breast x-ray, is digitised and then fed through the computer software program. And then the radiologist is given a picture of the breast x-ray on a computer screen with little diamonds or triangles to demonstrate that there's an abnormality on the film. And it's this mark on the film, this prompt on the film, which is designed to draw the reader's attention back to that potential abnormality on the film. So the reader looks at the screen, sees the abnormality, sees the prompt, and then goes back to the film again and says, actually, could there be something there? The downside of the technology is that each case will have maybe three or four prompts, and not all of these are cancers. And so the reader needs to learn to dismiss the prompts which are not on a cancer without dismissing a prompt which is on a cancer. So there is a bit of a learning curve.
Could the computer actually completely replace the need for a human expert to look at the x-rays?
That's an interesting question, and it would be fantastic if we could get to that point. At the moment, the technology is such that we get lots of prompts on a film, or certainly several prompts on a film, and it does need a human reader to decide, is that a cancer or is that not a cancer? We couldn't possibly recall all the women with a prompt in a film. That would be about 60% of the women that we x-rayed in the first place. And at the moment in the UK, we only recall about 5% of women.
Can you tell me more about the team of researchers who have been involved in this study?
This was very much a multidisciplinary team. And by that, I mean there were radiologists, there were radiographers, there were administration staff, there were statisticians involved in this trial, and also medical physicists who are experts at this type of software. We were hugely grateful to the radiographers who were working on the mobile vans and also at the screening centres, because they managed to recruit the women into this study. They had to explain the study and get consent.
Why is it so important that Cancer Research UK funds studies like this?
It's absolutely crucial. One of the aims of Cancer Research UK is to try and either prevent study or to promote screening to detect cancer at a very early stage. And it's really important that these studies are funded, because sometimes the government funding bodies can't always fund these studies. And so it's hugely helpful when this type of work is funded by Cancer Research UK.
So what's next?
Well, what we want to try and do now is see how this technology could be adopted into the UK. At the moment, as I said, we have two film readers who read the mammograms in the UK, and we think we've proven conclusively that it would be safe for us to use this computer technology in the UK screening programme. But we've got to look and see how that would be implemented. So one of the first things we need to do is do a formal economic assessment to see, would it be cost effective to be used in the UK? And it's the balance of the cost of the technology versus the savings of the staff time. So we need to do that piece of work, and we need to see how it would be implemented. It would be easier to do it once we move to digital mammography, and that means that we don't then need to digitise the film. So instead of having a hard copy of the breast X-ray, it would be on the computer screen to start with, and then it's much easier to implement the software programme.